Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Madcast Podcast here on GreenStarRadio.com. I'm your host, Madness, joined by RDJS RJ.
Hola, me pretty people. You can check me out right now on I'm Just Playing.
You can check you out on I'm Just Playing.
You didn't get that joke?
No, I didn't.
Think about it, sir. Think about it. Hola, ¿cómo están, my pretty people?
Oh, okay. Yeah, we got you. Oh my gosh. Are you messing with the board? Anyways, yeah, sorry folks. It was a it's been very stressful. Actually, Skype has this new thing called Hi-Fi, and it's supposedly supposed to make everything a lot better and a lot clearer than Skype and a lot more reliable, and first chance trying it out, it ain't worth shit.
Botch.
Exactly. So it's one of those moments in which you just got to, well, I really don't want to say anything bad about Skype, because every time we do, we always get kicked off. But right now, we are getting a very special treat to kick off the show. We're being joined by the new TWA North American Heavyweight Champion, Mad Dog Ken Johnson.
I told you I could do it, didn't I?
Yes, you did. You pulled it off.
Congratulations, Vato.
And the old man, they thought the old man had his last run down, huh? They say you can't teach an old dog new tricks.
No.
I had everybody going. I fooled them all. I pulled off the biggest upset in the history of wrestling last Friday night. And y'all were all there to watch it with your eyeballs popped out of your head and your tongue hanging down. You almost stepped over them.
So next month, you defend the title again, or for the first time, I'm sorry. You defend the title for the first time against the former champion, the man that you beat last week, Total Pimp.
Yes, that's right. That's right. Hey, look, let's face it, okay? I don't like the guy. I don't like what he does for a living. I don't like what he stands for. But you got to admit, the guy is a champion wrestler. He's a champion wrestler. He looks like a champion wrestler. He wrestles like a champion wrestler. And he deserves a title shot. And what better way for me to show everybody just how good I am by pulling off two in a row against a total pimp?
So very true. Now, this is going to be a Kane match, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah. You know, I had to give him his little Kane match. Hey, I'll tell you what. I got the dog collar match. He got the Kane match. And like I say, when I beat him in his own specialty match, a Kane match, how good is that going to make me look, huh?
Going to make you look immaculate.
That's right. This is my doghouse, and you're trespassing. And you know what happens to trespassers? They get eaten alive.
No kidding. I have to honestly say we're very proud of you. Congratulations, sir.
Thank you.
I mean. How does the future look for Ken Johnson right now as the North American heavyweight champion?
I got the North American heavyweight champion, and I'm in negotiations with the officials at TWA. We may be bringing in some of the Sons of Texas. You know that group I manage, the group that's the hottest group in wrestling today. Today, some jerk-off said we were fourth on the NWA World's Best Wrestlers. Hey, they haven't seen us in person, but you just wait. Hey, Mad Dog and TWA is going to grow and grow and grow. We're going to grow old together.
I like it. And you know what? Speaking of the Sons of Texas, they had a great matchup against Shake and Bake. Did you hear about this?
Yeah. You know what, man? I can't believe it. I never thought I'd see the day the Sons of Texas be matched up against Shake and Bake. You know, I used to think that, yeah, these two clowns. But you know what? These guys have actually learned how to wrestle. Not only that, they learned how to tag team wrestle. Can you imagine that? It's unbelievable. And the match was unbelievable. It was unbelievable. But, hey, I had to give it to my boys in the end. They had the more experience, so they took the fall. What can I say? But, hey, Shake and Bake, they're up-and-comers, man. They're up-and-comers. Don't give up. Keep working out hard, and you're getting there.
There you go.
Yeah, being Shake presented it, let's just say, someone finally put Shake and Bake in their place, going out, calling people out for open challenges, and the Sons of Texas accepted.
And, we accept
and I'll
all.
Tell you what, after seeing that match, Sons of Texas ain't joke. And what the scary thing is, you don't know who you get. You can get Brett McKenzie, Eddie Dalton. You can get Brett McKenzie, James Claxton. You can get Brett McKenzie, Moonshine. You can get Mantell, James Claxton. Those four guys are tough, son of, with Ken Johnson at their helm. I'll tell you what. Don't be surprised if you see all five TV soon.
Let me tell you, we always fulfill our contracts. We always keep it dirty. We run only the best shine, and we always live by the cowboy code. And I'll stand side by side with my men and fight to the very end. For we are the Sons of Texas.
That is a great way to finish off and start off the Madcast podcast. Ken, do you have any last words?
Hey, yeah. All you people listening to this podcast better listen very closely and do as exactly as I say. Call up all your friends and tell them that this is the place. This is the radio home. This is the voice of the Sons of Texas and the Texas Wrestling Alliance. And we're growing and growing and growing.
Damn. Mad Dog Ken Johnson, ladies and gentlemen, the new TWA North American Heavyweight Champion. He will be at TWA Friday Night Fights this coming August. And I'm looking at my calendar right now. August the 14th. It'll be Total Pimp looking to regain the TWA North American Heavyweight title against Mad Dog Johnson in a Kane match. And we'll keep you posted
right
on the upcoming card. Exactly.
I'm going to get me a new camera and record that.
You're going to have to. Kenson, thank you.
Guys,
we appreciate it.
I'm on my way to Gold's Gym to train, and you know I'm always at TWA training, so I've got to. It's the biggest match of my career. Thanks, guys. Talk to you later.
Thank you, sir.
Mad Dog Ken.
So, yeah, how do you feel about that madness? Sons of Texas taking care of a little bit of shake and bake.
You know what? They were put to a test. They were put to a test. No matter what. No matter what, you got to give them props for getting up to the challenge.
Yes, 100%. And as a representative of Shake and Bake, I'd sincerely like to thank Ken Johnson for giving the devil their due and telling them they hung, but they just couldn't hang it.
They were shriveled
yep,
to the
left. They wrestled like never before and lost as always.
Kevin Dagger, ladies and gentlemen.
I don't think they lost. I think they came out on top because they earned a lot of respect. Not being from you, Dagger, but from a lot of people.
Who got the three count?
It doesn't matter to them. I know that for sure.
Who got the three count?
I know what they were fighting for was respect.
Who got the three count?
It doesn't matter. They were
who
fighting
got the
for
three
respect.
Count? Madness. Who got the three count?
I wasn't there.
It was actually the Sons of Texas, but they fought for respect and they got it.
Well, that's it. That's all people are going to remember. Who won and who lost? Respect?
For the
in wrestling?
That's all Shake and Bake cares about is respect, to get respect.
Well, you know what? I have to honestly...
That's old hat respect?
Old hat?
Who cares about anymore?
Are we that old already?
I feel like it.
Well, sorry, Pops.
Get off my lawn, you son of a bitch.
Anyways, moving on.
But like always, people are going to shit in Shake and Bake's parade, but like I said, they've earned a lot of respect. They've gotten calls recently from different organizations asking them to come on down, so they're excited about that.
Hey, that's great for any wrestler. But we're not in wrestling right now. We're going to talk about the thing that got Dagger started early in, well, later evening. That was the Epsies Awards.
Me?
Mm-hmm.
When did I talk about the Epsies?
I believe last night, if I'm not mistaken.
Me?
Didn't somebody get named for best for performance?
Oh, yeah. You know darn well what I think about LeBron James.
He's the greatest basketball player since.
Okay.
He's better than
and
Jordan.
Then, and then you wonder why people crap on the Shake and Bake.
He's Yeah, I can give a fuck.
Then he wonders why that gets thrown in his face all the time.
I can care less.
Okay, hold on.
The people's opinions that I hear the most are the ones that don't want that one's longer in the business.
Time out. Focus, gentlemen.
Okay. You're the moderator, go.
Best championship performance was the category. American Pharoah, a racehorse. Lauren Haggard, Florida softball. And LeBron James for the Cleveland Cavaliers. Explain to me how this was not rigged for LeBron James.
I would have given him the award if it would have been best championship performance in a losing a series. Then I would have given it to him. Well, look at it this way. That's their way to make up for the not giving him the MVP.
I think it was
I don't care how well you play. If you don't win the champion, I'm sorry.
I think it came down to his crying. I mean, it looks like this past week, if you do a lot of crying, you win something.
Apparently so.
Sorry, I had to.
But it was softball. It was a softball player and a racehorse.
Well, I hope he's proud of that. He beat a horse.
He beat a
horse. Did the horse win?
No, the horse lost to him.
No, I mean, whatever race he was racing in, did he win the race?
Yeah, he won the Triple Crown. He's the last horse in, like, the past, 15, 20 years that won the Triple Crown?
So give the freaking SP to the horse! The horse won!
Thank you.
I want to address the elephant in the room. Sorry if I go ahead of you, Mattis. Dagger. I saw the award with the little girl and the dad. Was it the guy from the Bengals?
Oh, that broke my heart.
Yeah, I was crying like a big baby. Do you think he should have gotten the award that Bruce Jenner got, or no?
There were so many people in front of Bruce Jenner that I can be here a week. And I have enough time telling you how many people deserve that one. And before y'all start calling me a bigot, Madness knows very well, I'm not. I just call him as I see him. Well, and when was the last time Bruce Jenner did anything sports related?
Because it's funny that you mentioned that because dear friend of the show, Moreno, she had to say something.
what was said by Sid Moreno?
If Caitlyn Jenner gets an award for being courageous, then where's mine? I've been a tranny since I was 15. Transition in the hood on 20th and MLK in Long Beach, California. Should I go on? Nah, I'm way more courageous than her any day of the week, and I don't need no award to prove it. Plus, I look better. The first and only comment of the evening was, "You got an award."
Well, it's got nothing to do with what it's apples and oranges. It's got nothing to do with sports. If he would have done that when he won the medal, all right, give it to him. But how long ago was that? When was it that he won that medals that he won, whatever. Almost, 30 years ago?
Right.
Give or take?
Yeah.
Well, then that should have been done 30 years ago. Not now. What's so courageous? You know how much money he's going to make? The only thing courageous that dude did was marrying into the Kardashians. That's it. That's it. That was only either courageous or stupid. Take your pick. Marrying into that family.
Well, that can be argued.
Did you see that his Instagram and Twitter and all had to be frozen because they were, like, bashing him on it?
Well, I mean, there are people that take it to the extreme, and they want to get all homophobic, and they want to be dicks about it, which, unfortunately, everybody has the right to do. But My issue was that there was a one of the runner-ups was supposedly he was a triathlon winner. He lost and lived in the war or in Afghanistan or whatever. You know, serving the country, and now he lost one arm and one leg, and then he competes and he does all this, you know, all these other things. Why not give it to him? That's courageous. Served your country, came back half of what you were, literally, because unfortunately whatever incident happened, he lost two of his limbs. Mm-hmm. And he comes back and he becomes a triathlon champion. If he doesn't compete, he wins. Why don't you give it to him?
I don't know, because it just really made no sense. And you're looking at some of the other categories and some of the nominees, and you kind of wonder, like, really? Like, best game. It was the A's versus the Royals. For Major League Baseball, American League wild card. The Spurs versus the Clippers, Game 7. And the winner, which was the Patriots versus the Seahawks at the Super Bowl.
That was a good game. Say what you want, but the ending of that game was... You couldn't have scripted any better. just to coin a phrase, you couldn't have written it any better. Take it for what you leave.
Now, Aaron Rodgers won for best NFL player.
Mm-hmm.
I just had to put that out there.
Well, they weren't going to give it to Tom Brady because of the scandal with the Deflategate, which went on forever.
Yes.
You're not going to give it to the losing quarterback. You know, the only thing you save that for LeBron, because the fans going to have a hissy fit.
This is true.
So, you know, what's he going to do? And besides, they're just a popularity contest. That's all they are.
This is true. But there's also other, like, Ronda Rousey made some comments.
I love her.
Yeah, I caught that this morning. That was
large. She defeated Mayweather for the award. She said, "I wonder how Floyd feels being beat by a woman for once. I like to see you pretend to not know who I am now." Oh.
Well, you know they're never going to fight, so...
Would you want to see that fight?
She'd kill him.
I wouldn't pay to see that fight, but I'd watch it.
She's and the way that she looked last night was amazing. And I bet you she would still beat Mayweather in a dress like that.
Okay, so madness.
Yeah, sir.
If you had a choice, if somebody told you, all right, listen, we're going to pay you $1 million. You can fight either Floyd Mayweather or Ronda Rousey. Who would you fight?
I would say Mayweather because it would be a work.
RJ just RJ. Well, who would you, RJ just RJ, yeah.
Yeah, I'd fight Mayweather because all I'd have to do is hug him for 12 rounds and I wouldn't get hit. Dagger, what about you?
It's that when the majority of the people say they'd rather fight Mayweather than Ronda Rousey.
She's a bad broad, dude. Like, Mayweather doesn't like getting hit. Ronda Rousey ain't scared to get hit. And that's what's sad is a girl... isn't afraid to get hit, Mayweather doesn't want to. I saw a video recently. Dagger, you probably know. Is he really illiterate? Or is that just a joke?
I wouldn't be surprised. I wouldn't be surprised if he's a liberator. But does that make him any less successful with all the millions he's made?
No, he's still going to be successful no matter what. The man's going to make his money.
All he's going to do is count the zeros. That's it.
Zero, 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 zero.
Yeah, I saw that. Would he make $220 million with the Pacquiao fight?
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
So let's. All right, let's get out of this because this is just making us seem less and less manly, in a way. But let's talk about San Diego Comic-Con.
Oh my God! Oh. Too much.
Talk about a nerdgasm, bro.
Let's talk about some of the winners and losers as stated by the Hollywood Reporter.
Okay.
All right, the winners.
Wait, before you go, can I give you my opinion on who the loser was?
Who? Well, we're going to go winners first, then we go losers.
Okay, all right.
Okay, first one. Let's talk about the surprise. The original Star Wars cast comes back together. Mark Hamill, Carrie Fisher, Harrison Ford, a healed Harrison Ford.
He woke up.
He woke up from his grave or coffin.
He woke up for that.
Star Wars. No new trailer was shown, but the crowd was on their feet for Harrison Ford. But they had behind-the-scene featurettes. You cannot tell me that there was a nerdgasm going around.
Dude, I'm a Star Wars like geek, and I didn't even know that happened. Because I was too busy looking at the Suicide Squad stuff. So are you trying to tell me that they're going to be in the new movie?
Yes.
Of course.
I'm camping out for that. Hey, are we going to go as a Madcast podcast or no?
We should.
I will buy the tickets. Let me know when they go on sale. I'll buy all four of our tickets, and I will camp out.
Yeah, but you know you
got
to IMAX that, right?
Yes, IMAX.
IMAX 3D in D-Box. The little moving seats. You got to do it all.
They don't have it in D-Box. IMAX is
what?
They don't have it in D-Box.
Oh, okay, look. I'll buy us two pairs of tickets. One, we'll go see it in IMAX. We'll go see it in D-Box.
You just want to be in the Millennium Falcon.
Yes. Wait, speaking of Comic-Con real quick, are we going to dress up for Alamo City Comic-Con?
That's coming up. That's over on September 11th?
Yes, it is. Is it September 11th?
Yep.
Ooh.
Yeah.
That's Night of Madness weekend. Wouldn't mind making a quick appearance over there. Winner number two. It wasn't meant for our eyes, but thankfully there was a nerd that was smart enough to get a camera phone out and film the Deadpool trailer. It was blurry, but damn was it good.
I'm going to jump the gun on this and say I was worried about Deadpool and Suicide Squad and Batman versus Superman, but after this weekend, I'm like, those are going to be fucking amazing.
Deadpool will definitely be rated R, which is what the fans wanted. It was the best received film trailer at the con for its mix of humor, foul mouth attitude, and cool action. It gave Fox hope for a surprise hit when the movie comes out next year. So I'm very, very, very hopeful for Deadpool.
If two actors I can't stand, number one is Channing Tatum. Shannon Taylor, Trevor Middle, Ryan Reynolds. And I'm gonna actually go pay to go see Deadpool.
You
That's how good it looks.
Wait. You don't like Ryan Reynolds?
Nope.
Why?
Can't stand him.
The man's entitled to his own opinion.
I'm just asking why he doesn't like him.
Because he has a good movie in forever. Both of us have a very good movie.
Okay, too sure.
Go ahead, I'll wait.
Okay, yeah, no.
Waiting was a good movie.
What? Waiting. I'm waiting for you to come up with an answer.
You haven't seen Waiting?
Count.
Have you seen Waiting, Dagger?
I haven't seen Waiting.
Oh my God, you gotta watch it.
When I gave up, you know what? At Green Lantern, I gave up on it.
Okay.
Have you seen Waiting?
Yes, I have.
What do you think Dagger's gonna say about Waiting?
He's still waiting. That movie. If you've ever worked in the food industry, you will understand that movie.
Yep.
Just like if you worked in retail, you know Clerks. You understand Clerks.
Is that the one with Jessica Simpson?
No, that's the other one. That's the one I can't.
Employee of the Month.
Oh yeah, there you go.
Okay, was he in that one too?
No. I actually have it on DVD. I'll give it to you. It's fucking. Let's just say this: if you watch it, you're probably not going to want to go eat for a couple weeks out.
The last movie I saw that he was in that I actually liked was The Cruise. And that says a lot.
Which was what?
The Cruise. Did you ever see The Cruise?
Oh, yeah. The cartoon.
That was the last movie I saw that I liked. After that, forget that shit. Then he made Green Lantern, I'm like, no, fuck this guy.
Green Lantern was just an abomination, like Daredevil was.
What I do like is that in the trailer, he actually makes fun of that, of Green Lantern.
Not only that, I know that he's supposed to talk about human origins.
Yeah, isn't he supposed to make fun of himself from that movie?
Yes, he does.
Yeah. That's what people like Deadpool. That's the whole reason why he's so popular, because he just, you know, he knows what he is.
Exactly. He knows who the hell he is. Also, the Muppets were there.
I didn't know that.
Yes, they were there. And they had a lively session that brought a 1,040 person or capacity ballroom to its feet. So I think the Muppets are coming back to ABC.
Oh, they are.
Another big winner was the one that the newest trailer, which was a Batman versus Superman. Was it just me, or did you like the way that?
Dude.
The way that.
I kid you not. I saw that trailer that day at least 10 times. Because I couldn't believe what I was watching.
What was your favorite part? My favorite part was the Wonder Woman scene. They made her look beast.
Look. Let's analyze the whole. As a matter of fact, let me look it up here. The thing I love the most about the trailer was that they actually, it looks like a comic book.
Yes, and doesn't Ben Affleck really have substance in this movie? Like
it looks
has?
Like no, exactly. It looks like a comic book, and it doesn't look stupid. You know what I mean? That's one. Two, we're finally going to get pissed off, I don't give a shit, angry Batman.
But you understand what they're talking about
do
in
you
this
think,
movie,
do you
right?
think the Batman, how Ben Affleck got involved with that aspect of the character is all the doubting they did of him being Batman? Do you think he just used it as more?
Well, the thing is, and I was one saying, and I was not very happy when I heard that, you know, he was going to be Batman.
Well, I think
because we were all pissed. You know, yeah. look it up in the archives, guys. It's as soon as it came out, we were all pissed. But to be honest, I think people, they were so afraid of what he did with Daredevil, and granted, that wasn't his fault. You know, it was a shitty movie all around. You know,
it had a good soundtrack.
It had a great soundtrack, and between the studio sticking its nose and not letting the director do what he wanted to do, and I don't know why studios do that shit, because it never works well for the movie. You know, I guess they were afraid he was going to screw up Batman. Now, watching that trailer, I was like, dang, it looks good. You know, I like that some of the scenes, like when there's a scene, he's got the grappling hook, and that cover from Dark Knight Returns. Did you catch that?
Oh, yes. Okay, yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, tell me you guys caught that image. It's for a split second. He's on the, got the grappling hook pointing down, and there's a lightning strike. And
yeah.
For that split second, it's the Dark Knight Returns cover. You know, I was like, damn. Then when we see Wonder Woman, something else people were worried about, I was like, damn, too damn skinny. I don't know. From what I saw, she looks great. You know, I can't crap on it. The trailer was well done. What else? What else did I like about the damn trailer? How they basically tell you why they're gonna fight. They show you that little scene when you see the laser beams from Zazai rip through the building, and you know it. You see why they're gonna fight, because apparently Bruce Wayne was there. How freaking awesome is that? That he was actually in Metropolis when that went down, and we didn't know about it. Whether
yeah,
it was
remember,
planned or I don't know, but it's going to work.
Now, with that being said, and let's really, really think of this. With that being said, this movie takes an interesting approach because they want Superman to be held accountable for the damage that he caused, which is something that you don't normally see in a superhero movie. Which what
the thing what I noticed is what they're probably getting, they're baiting switching Batman and Superman fighting, when in the end the antagonist is going to be Lex Luthor.
Oh, of course, but the whole thing is that we want to see how it goes down. From
sure.
What I can tell, it looks good. Now, I'm glad you brought that up. That is the only thing about in this movie. And it's Lex Luthor. That's the only thing that does not convince me at all.
Played by Jesse Eisenberg or whatever his name is?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't see like, I see Jesse Eisenberg in a wing. I don't see Lex Luthor. Like,
maybe.
When you see Ben Affleck, damn, I see Batman. You saw Wonder Woman, I'm like, damn, that looks good. You know, but when you see him, you're like, oh, you know. You better give me something in the movie. You know what I mean? Plus, you know, I almost freaked out when I saw the Robin costume in the Batcave. Like,
yeah.
Damn, are they just going to hint at it? Are they going to show it? Is it going to be a flashback? What? You know?
They're just going to leave
you know,
it.
So yeah. I mean, it's...
Well, the thing is, Justice League is next for DC, so they've got to do a lot of tie-ins with this movie.
They really do. And not only that, but they also teased the Green Lantern Corp.
Yes, they did.
Which...
I just hope, please, no Tyrese, please!
Now, from what I understand, this little scene gave Warner Brothers hope, and it gave the fans some kind of hope that this time they'll get Green Lantern right. And that is saying a lot.
I really hope it's, what is it, Iris, what's the black guy's name from Pacific Rim?
Idris Elba?
Yes, I hope it's him.
No, it's not him. It's not going to be him. They threw him around for Black Panther first. And they didn't come to an agreement. And then, you know, I wish it would be him for Jon Stewart. Now, for Hal Jordan, I really hope they bring Chris Pine. I think he'd do a good job.
Who?
Chris Pine, the new Captain Kirk.
Oh, yes,
oh, okay.
Yes.
You don't know who he is.
Yes.
Yeah, the new Captain Kirk. Yeah, I think he'd be great. And please, no Tyrese for Jon Stewart. No.
No.
Now let's talk about the bad boy that gave Julie orgasm.
Suicide Squad.
She saw it. She was like, "I'm gonna watch it. I have faith in Margot. What is it, Rob?"
I gotta honestly say, I absolutely love the way that Harley Quinn looks.
Well, you're not gonna actually put her in a black and red leotard, are you? You know, you're kind of stupid if you think that's gonna work on film.
Okay, I'm sorry, I got lost. What do you think?
That putting her in red, her traditional black and red, is
she's gonna look ridiculous. You know what I mean?
Right.
Yeah.
It's like trying to put Robin in the little slippers and the pantyhose and the little bikini. That's worth it.
They already did that.
You know, they might. Well, not on film. Not on a recent film.
Okay.
It worked in the 60s. You know what I mean? That's a perfect example. Look how that looks.
So you're saying you don't like Margot Robbie's Harley Quinn outfit that they have for her?
No. The opposite. You have to go that way.
Oh, you do like it.
Yeah, it looks good, you know?
Yeah.
Now, whether she pulls it off, let's see. Because, you know, it's not... You can't let one scene determine. You know, it has to be a... Can she carry the character? I think she could.
What do you think about Jared Leto?
I think he's gonna be. She'll People carry. Need to forget as far as no disrespect to Heath Ledger or Jack Nicholson, you can't compare. But their Jokers work for their movies. Hopefully, this will work for this movie. You know what I mean?
Sure.
Let's see how it goes. Because, you know, if you would have put Nicholson in Chris Nolan's trilogy, do you think that would work?
No.
You know what? La. I saw it. I had to watch Batman again.
1989?
The original Batman, Michael Keaton, Jack Nicholson. And you know what? You're absolutely correct, because his Joker fit the style of directing that was that brought Batman to life. But you know, Nolan's version of Batman and the Joker was completely different, because one was a comic book setting. One was literally a comic book setting. And the other one was legitly a real life setting. as if this gentleman donned a suit as a real life vigilante compared to comic booky style. Because look at that movie again. You look like you're looking at a comic book. And then you look at Nolan, and you're like, it seems like the characters can, you can
buy into that. It could actually happen.
Exactly. Exactly. That's exactly the point. I'm like, wow. So I'm like, wow. So, all right, Dagger, let's talk about your losers.
As far as Jared Leto, the only thing I'm not going to buy are the tattoos. That's it. That's my only complaint, but that's, I guess you can say that.
Somebody, an article about Leto and how his Joker can work.
Of course.
And I mean, it's going to have this big of a role because he never really had much of a role to begin with.
Well, it depends. What do you think?
Bad Dragon?
I don't
like... Which? What name?
I really don't like the way that Leto is Joker. I don't.
Why? What are your pet peeves?
The skin tone, correct. That's good. You know what? It is a tattoo. It's like the trailer that I shared, which was that you wanted to see, which looked more like a Hot Topic commercial. And that's basically...
Remember demographic.
That really could be argued.
I'm not saying I don't agree with you. Trust me. I'm just saying.
True. Now, along with that, I asked this question because we've yet to see it. How is it the Joker?
Like a psychopath. You can see him in the trailer how you're gonna see how he Quinn's origin story. Because the person that he's torturing.
Yes.
So there you go. That gives you
this is true. Now
the only thing, honestly, about the Suicide Squad trailer, and you know what it reminds me of? The Avengers Age of Ultron.
How?
Remember how the Avengers had a Pinocchio song? From?
Okay, yes.
They did the same thing in this trailer. I just remembered, I knew what song it was they're singing, because they're singing, it's another kid song. Oh, I'm just trying to remember.
The Enchantress. That's who the villain is. I think it was just called, right? The Enchantress?
Now, I'm gonna...
Killer Croc looks a lot better on film than in the pictures.
Now, let's read this real quick. According to Jason-G169 over at Reddit, he said this, and I don't like the way he put it. He goes, "Our new director is none other than Jason Todd. In case you're not familiar with the character, Jason was Batman's rash, full-heartedly sidekick that took over the mantle of Robin after Dick Grayson left the Batcave to become Nightwing."
I hope not.
Famously, it did not end well for Robin. In the comics, the Joker murders Jason Todd, and Batman subsequently spent years mourning over the loss and his failure as a guardian and father figure. When Jason Todd came back decades later, because it's the comic books, he looked very different and somehow still familiar. So this could be him as Batman, or as Joker, I'm sorry.
I hope not.
Because there are two tattoos that they point out. One on his arm, which is a wing, and the one on his eye, next to his eye. Yes, it could stand. Yes, the J on his cheek could stand for Joker. But it could it be a reminder for Jason?
I don't know. I hope not.
And let's talk about the Batman Superman trailer, because we're going back to that, because Joker vandalized the statue. The note that was left is, Batman going to be in Suicide Squad? Because I could have sworn.
They showed the footage.
Which one?
Yeah. He's on the back of the Joker's car.
He's on top of the Lamborghini, the pink Lamborghini, or the Lamborghini. Now, Will Smith, do you think he fits in?
No, I don't think so. I personally don't think so.
That's the only thing I'm like, I don't know.
Very Will Smithy.
Yeah, he's not doing a big job of... I don't know. He seems a bit out of place, but that's just me.
That can be, yes.
All right, 222, you see him on top of the Lamborghini.
Yeah, that's what I saw. I just personally, for my own benefit, just really wanted to know about. Okay. Also, X-Men Apocalypse.
Do you mean X-Men versus Power Rangers, Doctor Who's?
Ivan Ooze.
Whatever.
Yeah, I don't have said. I don't.
I mean, I love Storm.
I like Storm. I like Psylocke. I'm not a big fan of the way they made Nightcrawler. I don't like it. Is Wolverine in it? They confirmed that already?
He's supposed to have an appearance.
An appearance, okay.
Isn't he done with all the X-Men movies, though? Well, what's his name?
He's got one more Wolverine.
Well, remember, also, you weren't on the show last week. This version of the last Wolverine movie is supposed to be Old Man Logan.
Mm-hmm.
Now that's going to be exciting if they do it right.
Storm looks hot.
There's a problem.
Storm looks hot. Jubilee. I like the way he looks. Cyclops. So, okay. I see what they're doing with Nightcrawler here. It looks like Hobbit elf meets meets emo band number 77. I mean, wow, really? That really hurts me. I mean, does Nightcrawler really have to look like that?
Yeah, I'm not buying it.
Not buying it. It's not even...
Well, remember, that one takes place in 1986. Is that the year they're going to set it?
Is it?
Yep.
Oh, wow.
So it's before X-Men 2.
Oh, wow. I think it's about time we take a little break. We've already been on for an hour. Ladies and gentlemen, you've been listening to the Madcast Podcast here on GreenStarRadio.com. The number to call 714-583-6894. We're going to take a little break. When we come back, we're going to be talking about a former WWE wrestler that's going to turn on the Flash a little bit. Find out a little bit more right after this.
And the number to call is, what is it?
714-583-6894.
Take it away.
Welcome back to the Madcast Podcast. Here on GreenStarRadio.com, we host Madness, joined by Kevin Dagger.
What's going on? We're back.
RJ, just RJ.
Hola, colas.
So, Adam Edge Copeland is cast as Adam Smasher on the CW's Flash. Now, Dagger, I know you're a big fan of Flash. Is this going to be is this going to be like a couple of episodes, or is this going to be like a season?
I'm sure it's going to be recurring, but I have no reason to doubt anything that show does. That is a badass show.
It's okay. Orange is the New Black is better.
I hear what that.
That show got nominated for Best Drama.
That show sucks.
Please, the people at the Emmys didn't think so.
You gotta let it play out, Dagger. I know the first, it's like gratuity.
What did I tell you about award shows? What are they? They're at the beginning of the show. They're what? Popularity contest, right?
And how come The Walking Dead didn't get nominated?
You can list for everything and it's gonna take it. Think about it. For example, I'm gonna give you a good example. I was watching, you know, we're on vacation. Right? We're on vacation. So yeah. I watched World Catch Up, right? And I watched the movie of the year.
What is the worst movie of the year?
It Follows.
I wanted to see that. So just bother.
Don't waste money,
take
your time, do something, go watch
it.
Rematch better, go watch that.
Oh man, it's gonna be a horrible movie. This
it's horrible.
Hold on, since two real big movies coming out,
wait, real quick, by the way, thank you, Dagger, for the zombie recommendation. It is funny, and you're right, they know what kind of movie it is and they play with it. It's fucking amazing. I love it.
It's hilarious. But you see, that movie, like you just said, like I told you, it knows what it is, and it's just playing around. This movie actually tries to do it and be pyramid. No. It's slow. Nothing interesting happens to the 59-minute mark. That's how bad it is.
All right, so give us a spoiler. What is the creature? What is the it?
That's the thing. It's they were so cheap that every time it manifests, it's a different person. And you, what are you doing? Nothing over here. Be it. Walk around. That's it. And when it tries to be scary, it's not scary. It's just gross. And not a good gory horror movie type gross. It's just, it's bad. It's like a very bad episode of Tales from the Dark Side that lasts an hour and a half. From the Dark Side. Did you guys ever get to see that show?
Yes, I remember that show.
I love it. I still watch it.
It's a look at their worst episode and do that for an hour and a half. They try to do that eerie music shit. It's just annoying. The story makes no sense. Look, spoiler alert, if you want to go and waste your time on this piece of shit. You know the premise, right? It's a teenage girl. She meets this guy. They end up hooking up. And then after they hook up, he knocks her out, ties her up, and says, it's going to follow you, it's going to kill you, you have to sleep with somebody as soon as possible, don't get killed. So it's basically a demonic STD, right? That's what this shit is.
Wait. It follows is a
demonic STD.
I shit you not.
Yeah, you just have sex with somebody so that you come curse along to somebody else. Now, if that person you pass it on to gets killed by it, it goes back to you. And all it is just somebody, it's either an old lady or this fat chick half naked pissing on herself, or an old lady with half her boob out, or this naked dude walking towards you, or this tall Duncan looking dude walking towards you, or an RJ looking dude walking towards you. It doesn't make any sense.
So it's got plot holes, so everybody's eventually, right? Because it kills you, then it goes, kills the first sleeper, then it kills you, and if it kills you, then it's obviously gonna go to the person.
Exactly. It makes no sense at all. And the people are stupid. And then the guy, one of her friends to help her, okay, I'm gonna have sex with you so I can get it and we can try and kill it. So he has sex with her in a hospital bed, and she's in the hospital. He goes along, boom, he gets killed, it goes back to her.
What was he going to do, stab it with his penis?
That's the thing, they could not figure out how to kill this thing. They shot it, they kept shooting it, and they kept coming back. Try no reason, they didn't Google how to kill this thing, they didn't do anything.
Bleach?
Nothing, I mean, if you're not the person that has the corner, STD, you can't see it. So it tries to get like psychological, and it tries to do all these horror things. Like everybody's done this well, they totally fuck it up.
So one of those antagonist wins kind of horror movies.
No, it's dog shit. It sucks. It's bullshit. It's a fuck you horror fan there is out there. If you just matter of fact. You have insomnia, right?
Yes.
Watch this shit. Watch. So you can get so pissed off, you'll fall asleep. It is bad. It is horrible. But then I saw, today I saw Maggie. Did you guys get to see Maggie?
I want to see. Is it good?
It's the Arnold Schwarzenegger zombie flick.
No.
If you want to see zombies, that's not what the movie is. There's maybe like two or three zombies in it and a girl. If you actually want to see Arnold act, I mean like really act, like shed a tear act, watch the movie. Just watch it. It's slow paced. It's not action packed by any means. It's very slow, very methodical, it's heavy movie.
Since we're on movies, have you seen The Kingsman?
That was a good movie.
Amazing, right? I loved it.
It was. It was actually really
good. We actually rented it at Redbox, and this morning we went and bought it on DVD. Or
nice.
On Blu-ray. That's
nice.
How much we liked it.
Now, two of the movies that's mentioned in the description of the show that are coming out this weekend, Ant-Man and Trainwreck. And if you haven't seen, if you don't know who Amy Schumer is, look her up on YouTube. One of the greatest things about having SiriusXM is you get Comedy Central Radio, and I heard this woman, and if you like curvy women, you'll love her.
Yeah, that's what we're doing for my birthday tomorrow. We're binge watching Minions because my kids want to see that. Ant-Man. Because I want to see that. Julie wants to see Trainwreck, and then we're going to finally see Jurassic Park. Seen it yet.
Hey, you got to let me know how that goes.
With the kids, probably horrible. We'll be good with Man and the Minions. Maybe Jurassic World. I'm not going to be able to watch it.
I like it because John Cena makes an appearance in this movie. And it's the most stupidest role that you can think of for him. Because there's a preview. If you find the X-rated preview in the movie, she's in bed with Cena. They're having sex. And he's saying, "Talk dirty to me." And he goes, "You have your Ripley muscles." Sweat glistening. She goes, and she tells him, like, "Are you talking about yourself?" And he does it. Oh. I was like, yes, I can picture actually doing that to himself.
Mm-hmm. LeBron James has a magnitude too as well.
Actually, yes, he does. Now,
based on that, I won't watch that shit.
You kind of forget who you're dealing
with.
No, I don't.
All right.
If you think this is...
I agree, because he's a lot different. In the previews, it doesn't look like LeBron James. It looks like Leroy James.
But he's playing LeBron James.
Yeah, he's playing LeBron James.
You know,
and so. Amy Schumer, she's on the cover of Q Magazine.
She's so gorgeous, too, though.
Dressed up as Princess Leia, sucking on the thumb of C-3PO, or the finger of C-3PO. And depending on if you've seen the picture on my Facebook already.
Didn't she used to go out with Dolph Ziggler?
I don't know.
I heard that. I heard. Look that up in the archives, sir.
All right, I'll check it out.
Didn't half the world go? I saw a picture recently with a local general manager from a wrestling organization. Have pictures of Dolph Ziggler. That dude's a slut.
Wait, what?
Yeah, someone whose gimmick was general manager has several pictures of Dolph Ziggler.
Oh, yeah, I know what you're talking about.
All right, I'm looking. There's no actual picture of them together. So it's kind of hard to say yes. So it's kind of hard to say yes or no that they have actually.
Anywho, have you seen Minions Madness?
I have not.
Dagger, have you seen Minions?
I haven't seen it, but my kids saw it.
Awesome. Ant-Man, what are your thoughts on Ant-Man? I know not many people know who this character is.
It's a Marvel movie. Go watch it.
Yeah, what has Marvel done us wrong? $20 says there's a Infinity Stone somewhere in that movie.
Probably so.
I know there's a Spider-Man reference. I know that much.
And also, not only that, but it's been certified fresh by RottenTomatoes.com.
Okay, so what's next? It's Ant-Man, Black Panther, Doctor Strange, then the Infinity Wars, right?
Yes.
Oh, I'm sorry, and then Thor Ragnarok.
Exactly. You did mention Civil War, right?
Yes.
Yes.
That's the next.
Hold on. Okay.
Have you seen the picture on Facebook where it's got Iron Man's hand, Captain America's holding Spider-Man's arm?
Oh, that's
that
legit. Man.
Oh,
that's
oh, that. Okay.
Go get your hopes up, kid.
All right, I'm actually looking at. I'm letting it load up, but it's easy. The full comic books comic book movies. Oh, crap. CJ's not even here for this.
What?
Okay. July 17th, which is tomorrow, Ant-Man. August 7th, Fantastic Four. February 12th, 2016. We're in 2016 now. Deadpool. March 25th, Batman versus Superman, Dawn of Justice. May 6th, Captain America Civil War. May 27th, X-Men Apocalypse. August 5th, Suicide Squad. October 7th, are you ready for this?
Sure.
I didn't even know this was in development. Gambit.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Channing Tatum.
So let's see how quickly CJ Xavier runs over to runs over to the theater on that one. November 4th, Doctor Strange.
That one I'm very interested to see how many.
2017, March 3rd is Wolverine. May 5th is Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2. June 2nd is Fantastic Four 2. June 23rd is Wonder Woman. And June 28th is Spider-Man. November 3rd is Thor. November 17th is Justice League.
Mm.
Now, 18 gets a little bit interesting, too. This is how far they're planning ahead. March 23rd is Flash. May 4th is Avengers Infinity Wars Part 1. July 6th is Black Panther. July 20th is Spider-Man, but it's an animated movie. July 27th is Aquaman. November 2nd is Captain Marvel. That's a big one right there. 2019, we got Shazam. May 3rd is Avengers Infinity War Part 2. June 14th is Justice League Part 2. July 12th is Inhuman. And to end off 2020 is April 3rd, Cyborg will have his own movie. And Green Lantern Corps will be June 19th.
Where's Thor? Ragnarok.
Thor is November 3rd, 2017.
Damn.
Well, the next 3 years of my life are going to be pretty awesome.
And those are just comic book movies.
No, I'm sorry, the next 5 years, right?
Yeah. 5 years? So, I mean, nothing wrong with that. Well, now that I think we've talked movies enough.
Nick?
RJ. You
yes, sir.
You brought up some things during commercial break.
Yes. What did I bring up?
You brought up that.
Oh, Jushin Thunder Liger is going to be in NXT. In the Brooklyn show, I don't know the exact. Is into Dagger. You being a part of, used to be part of the NWA. Did you see where I guess WWE tried to buy out NWA tape? And NWA made their own, what is it called? Like a viewing?
Isn't it like
an NWA 24/7. It's like a viewing platform or something.
Well, hey, I mean, you know what? WWE, as big as they are and that's probably why their numbers are down. They can't take over everything. You can't have everything. You really can't. If they don't want to sell out, if they don't want to sell out, then there's a reason for it.
Now, with that being said, what about the news? that another Jushin Thunder Liger has signed to NXT.
That, I'm telling you, I think what they're doing is, sorry for cutting up, Mattis, is right now NWA is doing that, like, New Japan Wrestling Invasion gimmick. I'm telling you, I'm betting you that that's what WWE is going to do in Japan.
Yeah, just keep it in NXT, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Don't bring it into the main roster. The styles of...
Is it safe to say that is truly defining itself as not only its own entity, but also a better product than what's on TV right now?
Yeah, look at what happens when the guys get the main roster out. I think NXT, correct me if I'm wrong, but I think NXT with WWE Raw any day of the week.
Of course. Of course. That's not even a question, dude. Really, it's no contest because I can't remember. Interesting.
Brock Lesnar destroyed Seth Rollins.
I stopped watching a long couple of weeks ago, and that hurts me. I remember when. It didn't matter what was going on at home Monday night with my friends watching Raw. And now I couldn't watch it.
Now with that being
yeah,
said.
Yeah, right now I'd rather be getting thrown around by Pete Monday night.
There you go.
Wait, what?
Okay, I'm sorry. I'd rather us throw around Madness on Monday nights because that's what happened.
Yeah, that sounds.
Anyway, thank you for that. That was awesome.
Also, Fujinami hasn't signed to a Legends deal as well.
Cool.
So, which means that he'll be added to video games and there'll be figures. I don't know. It just seems like they're planning something, you know, Liger, then Fujinami. It I don't know. Something's up. Not only that, but The Undertaker is set to return.
Oh, I heard about that.
Both Taker and Sting will be appearing at SummerSlam. There aren't many details at this time, but the word is that that these will not be surprise appearances, that they will be promoted well in advance. As of now, the belief is Sting versus Undertaker will take place at SummerSlam.
Versus. You're gonna waste that on SummerSlam?
Supposedly, Vince McMahon already has an opponent in mind for Undertaker at WrestleMania 32. The early word is that we'll see a Undertaker versus Brock Lesnar rematch, or why would we want to see this? Undertaker versus John Cena.
To pass the torch to Cena, which is fucking gay.
Why are you going to pass the Cena for?
Shouldn't he be somebody else already?
Bray Wyatt.
Cena should be passing that on to somebody else.
Agreed.
He should pass it to Eva Marie.
What?
Take that back.
Joking, I break your legs and never wrestle again. No, I really don't wish that, but I just hope.
And you wonder why Dagger gets in trouble.
That was my fault.
Dagger, you get in trouble?
I was getting in trouble. But the thing is, I don't care anymore. It doesn't matter.
That's that type of attitude to have. I'm just saying. We have a caller. Unless it's somebody I already know.
Go for it.
Should we? I mean, they've been waiting for 3 minutes. They can wait longer.
Go ahead.
Just let them on, Dick.
What?
Then you wonder why people don't call in no more. Let them on.
Do the caller ID.
Oh, you're on. Hello?
You're on live with the Madcast podcast.
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you.
Hello?
Huh? You're here with Madness, Kevin Dagger, and RJJ.
Hey, how's it going? Great show today, guys.
Brother.
Good job. This is Mike Dagger talking. Good job.
Oh, my God, it's Mike Dagger.
Oh, man. Who's there? Madness?
We heard his voice.
Right? Madness, Kevin Dagger, and who's the other one?
RJ, just RJ.
I don't know who that is. Anyway, I'm kidding, RJ. How you doing?
Hola, come on. He sounds a lot different over the phone.
Yeah, sounds like a man, right?
Yeah, you sound manlier.
There you go. No, anyway, I was listening to you guys and about the Undertaker thing that you guys were listening to. What I read today was that one of the plans was Undertaker versus Kevin Owens, not Cena or Brock Lesnar. Just letting you guys know.
Oh, really? Oh.
That must have been
what's gonna happen there.
But I wanted to ask you guys because it's really weird that you guys none of you mentioned this. Does anybody of you guys read or heard about what happened with TNA and Lucha Underground?
Oh, that's right.
No, please.
How can you guys?
I totally forgot about that.
Okay, go ahead.
No. I'm just saying that Hernandez showed up in TNA, did his tapings, but he was still under contract with Lucha Underground, and now Lucha Underground is going to sue TNA.
Oh, yes. Well, remember, we did talk about that.
They scrapped every piece of footage. I don't know how many, three weeks of footage?
Yeah. They had to scratch the whole angle completely in weeks, and basically for I don't know how long. Obviously, he's not gonna be with TNA, and everybody that was involved in the angle is also not gonna be in TNA. So he basically cost everybody some money, I guess, or some TV time. MVP and all the other guys that were with that little group.
Yeah, they let go. They let go of Hernandez, right?
Yeah, because I just saw the article right now. TNA has cut Hernandez from the roster and scrapped several already filmed segments of upcoming Impact. Wrestling episodes after being found in a legally actionable position at the hands of Lucha Underground. The company was forced to make the moves after bringing Hernandez back on board, despite the fact that he was still under contract to El Rey Promotions.
I think that was an interesting story, because I think that's something interesting that should have been talked about earlier in the show, little fun thing there.
Now TNA attempted to work the issue out and offered to pay Lucha Underground for Hernandez appearances, but Lucha Underground turned down the offer.
They said, screw you. Can't use it.
Yep.
little simple Lucha Underground.
That's smart business, though. They could be like, dude, I can get a lot more money out of you than what you're offering me.
Yeah, but you know who got messed up really in the process besides TNA? Hernandez. He's screwed.
I think the ones that really got screwed were the other talents that were involved in it that are not going to get the TV time because of that.
Exactly, yeah.
Because as a result of this, MVP's group, the BDC, which is MVP Kenny King, are effectively off TV until TNA can get new material with them.
That's what I was just going to ask. Is it like, are they going to keep them off for that long, or are they going to keep them off until they were able to film more segments?
They'll do that or just scratch the whole thing and do something else.
Being that you guys have filled segments, the Dagger Brothers, how long does it take to film, what, 2-3 months worth of segments?
Well, it's different. Because back, at least, you know, when we were doing it, it was a weekly thing, maybe 2 weeks in advance.
Yeah.
But, you know the way TNA's working now, it's different because they're trying to get so much into one pop to save money. And now
the difference is they basically over there, like say for example back home, they would film Saturdays and you won't see it on TV until next Saturday and Sunday. So they would have time to anything, and then the type of angle, it was way different. And over there they weren't gonna be going with no lawsuits and none of that, because they're gonna, and then there's no contracts. This is way different. This is like TV contracts. This is company contracts. You know, it's very, 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 very different.
I'm surprised Hernandez, being so long in the business, forgot about that. Either he forgot, didn't know, or
didn't care.
One of the three. Didn't know or didn't care.
Well, I would say it could be that I think it probably he didn't know, because Lucha Underground hasn't been picked up yet for sure for a second season. They do it by seasons in Lucha Underground. So maybe he thought if the season one was over, if he didn't sign for a second season, he wasn't a part of it. Maybe he didn't read his contract.
Didn't they pick it up yesterday?
Well, but he did film all that like maybe 2 weeks ago.
That's true, but you got to read that fine print. You know, you got to read your contract. You know what I mean?
It could be that he couldn't do anything until the season was over completely. You know, those contracts are real iffy. There's a lot of stuff that, you know, that we don't know about, you know, because those are different contracts. That's a contract.
Let's give him the benefit of the doubt. It was a mistake. Which is, I think, let's give it a 5% chance it was a mistake.
You're giving a lot.
I just think it's messed up because TNA is not doing so well regardless, and then this happening doesn't help at all. You know? So that just makes things worse with TNA.
And the sad thing is? I would rather watch Lucha Underground than TNA. I'd rather watch Lucha Underground. I'd watch Lucha Underground before TNA and before Ring of Honor. Boom. Boom.
Big boom.
The only thing really good wrestling really on TV or whatever right now is NXT. So that's why they're getting the best talents in the indies and having them stay in NXT for a while, because if they send them straight to Raw, well, NXT won't have anything to watch. That's why Finn Balor is not going to be in Raw main, you know, for a while until they get somebody else to fill his spot. Sami Zayn, the same thing. It's another brand. They can't leave the brand without wrestlers.
And it's kind of sad when you think about it, because they're trying to do all these things in order to make their product better. And TNA recently announced that they had teamed up with AO1 Productions to improve the quality of their TV tapings and their live events.
TNA is not a bad product. TNA, the problem is that I think when you, especially when you do things taped in advance, it just ruins the, why are you going to watch it on TV if you already know what's going to happen 2 weeks in advance? If it's not live, there's no surprise in it. That was the same thing that was happening with Raw when Nitro was beating them, when it was taped.
Let's call it for what it is. The internet has ruined the wrestling business. You can't get away with it anymore. Because 5 minutes after you're done taping, someone's gonna go online and give out the results. So you can't get away with filming a month's worth of programming in one night, you know?
It's true.
You could before.
You could. It's not like that. It's really, and you know, we said it before, I mean, it's really hard to surprise wrestlers nowadays.
It really is.
Even in WWE events, when Chris Jericho came out in the Royal Rumble, he had to hide completely from everybody so nobody could leak it out. You know, it's really, really hard. Nobody's safe.
So sad. So sad. But that's all right.
It goes back to it is what it is.
We don't have Vince money. Yeah, we don't got that Vince money, sir.
Neither of us do.
We got that TWA money. But we don't got that Vince money.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're in the area, guys, listening, guys, if you're in the area when a TWA show is going to happen, don't hesitate to come watch the show. It's a great product.
And it's going to get better.
Am I right or am I wrong?
You'll see.
This is true. Now, and just another reminder again, folks. August 14th, we announced it earlier. Ken Johnson was on. Total Pick, Ken Johnson. In a Kane match for the TWA North American Heavyweight title.
Can't beat it.
I was really surprised with that match. Last show that
If you guys missed the dog collar match, you're not gonna want to miss this Kane match.
No.
Now what's the stipulations? And this
you
one.
You know what? I really have no idea what.
I think the office is still working that out.
Yeah, because I don't know what the rules are of a Kane match is.
Well, I'll be there watching. I will show my support and be there and watch it.
Awesome. Well, you know what time it is. Because we started late.
It's okay.
Exactly.
It's okay, man. It's okay, man.
I know.
Probably RJ's fault, but it doesn't matter.
No, it was my fault. I wanted to try something new and it didn't work out.
For once, it wasn't my fault, sucker.
Anyways, so we're going to end the show a little bit early. But join us next week. We definitely will be back in full swing and back to our normal routine. So for the absent CJ Xavier, Kevin Diger, RJ Just RJ, Mad Dog Ken Johnson, Mike Dagger. I want to thank all y'all for listening to the Madcast Podcast here on GreenStarRadio.com. Check us out on Facebook, Facebook.com/Madcast. And that's all I got to say. Why?
Because here comes his catchphrase. Sorry. Here's the catchphrase.
I have no catchphrase.
There's the catchphrase. Boom!
Exactly. Blockbuster Wrestling tomorrow night, or Sunday night, Sunday afternoon, whatever you want to call it, in Buffalo, Texas.
Sergeant Rico versus Madness in a no DQ.
Yeah, about that.
Tomorrow, Justin Vane takes Virus's mask and a hair versus mask.
You better wash it.
The mask or the hair?
You know what?
He's what?
See you later, guys.
Peace.